reading a succession of these things, I realize, and I hadn't anticipated this, I realize recurrence of certain words. So I want to try to do something about the immediacy of an encounter like this. That's more than just reading the already prepared poems and say, sometimes it seems to me as if writing is like writing contexts for things you want to say. And at least for myself, the message that comes back often is something I detect as recurrent in my life, but not necessarily asserted by the grammar of the poem. What I noticed was how often it said friends, friends, friends in these first three or four poems. And maybe it's because, you know, I want to assume that's right. You know, and that's what led me to stack the poems this way, I suppose. I wanted to also to take a kind of stance about this. I'd like to read the poems with all the faith in them that I can muster at the moment. But I assure you that I'm feeling doubts and tremors often. But I'd like to read through with conviction. But after they're read, and I've often said this before, after they're read, I'm ready to sacrifice any or all in the interest of this occasion. Any kind of interchange. This is like having an assignment, a challenge in the title, a story that could be true, a story that could be true. If you were exchanged in the cradle and your real mother died without ever telling the story, then no one knows your name. And somewhere in the world, your father is lost and needs you, but you are far away. He can never find how true you are, how ready. When the great wind comes and the robberies, the rain, you stand on the corner shivering. The people who go by, you wonder at their calm. They miss the whisper that runs any day in your mind, who are you really, wanderer? And the answer you have to give, no matter how dark and cold the world around you is, maybe I'm a king.